Welcome, welcome, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so excited today. I'm trying to keep my composure. I just wanted to say welcome. Today is April the 13th, 2016. Today's weather in DC is 52 degrees, which Richmond, Virginia is 54, and Detroit, where I am from, is a whopping 43 degrees. I am so happy that the weather is finally coming in. We're starting to see some sun across the nation and all over. So we're just very excited about the weather breaking. I'm so excited to also be able to tell you that this Mother's Day, you got to get ready if you are in the DMV area, which is Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Virginia. On May the 8th, there is going to be a Mother's Day celebration at the Royal Farms Arena. Showtime is at 5 p.m. We have guests like Marvin Sapp, Tasha Cobbs, Stephanie Mills, Erica Campbell, Travis Green, and me co-hosting the event. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. If you have not gotten your tickets, go and check into that. It's already posted on the website and everything, Ticketmaster and etc. You can go ahead and get your tickets and get ready. Give your gift to the one that you love. She is going to enjoy it. If you are a mother, treat yourself. It's going to be so much fun. Also in June the 3rd, we are going to have Let's Take Them to Church in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Florida Theater. Showtime is at 8 p.m. Special guests will be Kiara Shear and also Jacqueline Carr. And our special guest here today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, you all know her, Pastor Shirley Caesar. She is going to be there as well. And she is the special guest for that show as well. And I will be also co-hosting that. I'm super excited about that. So if you are in the surrounding areas of Jacksonville, Florida, or in Jacksonville, Florida, get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Check into that. It is going to be an amazing show. Let's take them to church. I'm telling you, this is going to be so much fun. I also want to keep you posted on the lineup now. We've gotten so many different changes going on with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. God is just adding on and increasing. It is totally amazing. You all already know Pamela Lou Hing. She brings us five minutes to success, and she gives us that once a month. So she's already down for the team, and we're actually getting so much results. People are expanding in their understanding about teamwork and being successful and finances and everything. She just brings so much knowledge and so much wisdom. So much nuggets is in her 5 minutes. It's a lot of meat. Take notes and all of that. Go over your notes, and then she gives you steps to go over, and then you go the next time she comes on, she reiterates them and reminds you about them and then adds on to that. I'm telling you, it is worth the listen each and every time she's on. Also, the new addition to our team, thank you, Pamela Lou Hing, for being a part of it, is Pastor Isaiah Long. He is my pastor as well at Baptized Believers Church in Washington, D.C. I'm telling you, he's bringing us kingdom keys. He's coming on once a month, and he's giving us 5 minutes of whatever the Lord leads him. And I'm telling you, it is so much wealth. This man can preach. Not only can he preach, but he teaches you that word. I'm telling you, he is very knowledgeable. God has given him the gift of revelation and knowledge and wisdom, and he does share that with us. So I am very excited about him joining on with the team as well. So also, we got A-Train. That's my man from Jacksonville, Florida. He's bringing us comedy. He's going to be talking about trending topics, what's going on and all over international, in the entertainment industry, rather, and all the updates and things like that. He's going to be giving us some funny, making us laugh, and just being himself. He is amazing. He is a celebrity comedian. He's worked with D.L. Hughley and so many others. He's opened up for so many people, Kay Michelle and so many more. I can't even name them all. The boy is blowing up, and I'm so glad that he's a part of the team. Now, he's coming on every show, so this is going to be so much fun. I'm just excited to see how much more God is going to increase the show. I'm saying, we've been on since September, and the number numbers have grown. So I want to thank every listener. I want to thank you guys for just pushing the show and just making it so big. I can't thank you enough. And just keep on telling folks, because we got so much more coming up. And I just want to say, before we even get going, because she will be on very soon, I know you all have seen all of my social media posts and people have been reposting them. I can't thank you enough for all the shares and the reposts and the tweets and all of that. She is so worthy of all of that. This woman of God is amazing. She is so amazing. I'm so honored to have her on the show. I am blessed. You guys are blessed by her being on the show as well. Pastor Shirley Caesar. She is the queen of gospel, y'all. I'm telling you. This woman, I was reading over all of her credentials and everything that she has done. All of it is super amazing. It's so much meat to her. I'm just so honored. We're just so blessed that she's joining with us to share with us what she's been up to and things that are coming up, because you're going to be so amazed at what God has done for her just now recently. So I can't wait to give that information and interview her so she can share with us. She has been recording since the age of 12. She has released 40 albums. She's a singer, an actress, a pastor. She is the first lady of gospel music. I am super excited to just have her come on. I'm ready for her to come on and share with us exactly what's going on. And so she'll be with us in one moment.
Hi, this is comedian A-Train, and you're listening to Dr. Genius Radio Chat.
Well, hello there, Pastor Shirley Caesar.
Young lady, how are you?
I am so blessed. I am so blessed, Pastor. I was just telling everyone when I was doing an introductory for you that, I mean, it's just so much just to tell about you. I mean, you have just accomplished so much, and it's just such an honor for you to be a guest on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We just so appreciate you, the listeners, and myself for joining us today. How are you?
Thank you. Oh, I'm fighting a good fight, girl, but I'm winning.
Amen to that. I'm telling you, that is a testimony in itself. And that's so helpful to someone listening even right now that, you know, all of us, you know, are pushing and pressing our way through and doing what God has called us to do and got so many things, you know, on our plates. I just want to say, as you are encouraging people just from that simple word, which is so powerful, how do you press through all of the things that's on your plate? I mean, God is gave you a true buffet. There's a buffet.
It has not. Well, it has not been easy, but I'm so grateful, Gina, for all of the wonderful people that's around me. I have hundreds of hands that's around me, which is greater than any octopus, any of that. All of these wonderful people that stand by me and support me. And this is how I'm doing. Other than that, I would not be able to do it. God is a sight, girl. He's just all right. He's something. The Lord is so good.
He is so good, Pastor Shirley. He is so good. And people don't know that you are still pastoring Mount Calvary Word of Faith Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. That is amazing. How long have you been pastoring Mount Calvary Word
25, 26 years.
Wow. 26 years.
Yes,
that is something else. Well, I'm going to tell you, my question is simply this. When you received your revelation about God and you know, you became, you know, realized who he was in your life, and then you had the revelation about the gift that you had, at what age was it when you began to sing and give him all the glory with your beautiful voice? What age was
that? Well, you know, I remember singing my first song when I was like about 3 or 4 years old.
One
of Mahalia Jackson's songs. And I think that song was, it was either Move On Up a Little Higher or I'm Sending Up My Timber Every Day. One of those songs. But I started out very, very young, and I got saved. I gave my heart to the Lord at 12 years old. 12,
amazing.
12.
And
I've been for my life ever since.
Oh, my gosh. And look at all the doors that he has opened for you. I'm telling you, through the years, I was reading just everything that you've accomplished. You've been on television shows, commercials. You have acted in plays. You have been in movies. I mean, and pastoring and recording and just, I just, it's just so much. I mean, what was the first acting when was that presented to you? At what point in your career did that come about? And were you amazed by that?
Well, you know what? First, Gina, let me tell you. I am amazed even right now at what the Lord is doing. I give him total glory. I'm amazed now when I look back over my life to right now, and I'm sitting on the side of my bed as I speak to you. But I'm telling you, God is a sight. Why in the world would he bless me like this? Why? Because I don't feel that I deserve it, but yet I'm totally committed. I'm totally committed to him. Now, you know, I just had to get that out of my system.
Yes, share.
But I think that I was very young when I remember being on television for the first time. I think I was in London, England, over there. I can't even think of the bishop's name, but I did something over there. Me and my group. In fact, you can probably go online and find it, but I was very young then. I'm very old now, but I was very young then. No, I'm not that old.
You're not that old. And I saw that picture of you. You look absolutely gorgeous, Pastor. You look amazing. I am so, I mean, it's just motivation. It's inspiring to me and so many others. I mean, you have traveled with James Cleveland. You've done work with the Winings. I mean, even I remember you even being on Martha Jean McQueen in Detroit, where I am from. I'm telling you, you have done so many things, and now you're
doing.
Yeah,
I work with a lot of the secular artists too. Whitney Houston was like a goddaughter to me. I witnessed to her, and I prayed for her, and all of those things. I met Michael Jackson, spoke with him, prayed for him. I know Gladys Knight. I know, you know, you can pretty much name them, and I know them. Usher, the Lord is good. I had a chance. Usher came and fell on my shoulders, and Michael Jackson's sister, she came and fell on my shoulder crying, and I prayed for her. Oprah Winfrey, I know them all. God has, girl, I'm telling you, the Lord, because you know, the Lord let you know, they are people just like you.
Yes.
You know, they have great accomplishments, but so does everyday people. You know, they have accomplished a lot, so the Lord has blessed me to meet all of these wonderful people and to walk in that tall grass. But you know what? A lawnmower come right through and cut it right on down. And then God will allow others to grow up. I'm not talking about people, period, right now. But I'm just talking about tall grass,
yes,
if you will.
Exactly.
Amen. So the Lord has allowed me to meet all of these wonderful people, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, Pastor Shirley, just, you know, while we're on the subject, can you give some word of wisdom to some of the people that may be a little rigid when it comes to religion and faith, that they don't reach out to those people? I mean, because even with Dr. Gina's radio chat, that's the same kind of arena that God has had me in, allowing to be able to minister and share his gospel with everyone, because everybody could have a relationship with him. You know, even in
everybody
the secular
can.
Industry, they could be praying behind the scenes and we don't know it, you know, and they have
yes.
could have a personal relationship with him and we don't know it. And so God...
Yes.
had taught me, you know, that even with this platform, to be open to everyone, that he would lead me, you know. And I'm just, can you give like words of wisdom to those that are so stuffy? You know,
well,
I'm
let me just
to be
say
light.
This, Gina.
Yeah.
The Bible says that if this gospel is hid, it's hidden from those that are lost. If we're to win the world for Jesus, we've got to get rid of our stuffiness. We've got to get rid of our fearfulness and knock on a door, shake somebody's hand, say God bless you to them. Because when you tell a person God bless you, you are pronouncing the blessings of God over their lives. A lot of people didn't know that, but you are. When you say it, and you're not just saying words, because some people say it and, you know, they're just saying words. But when you really mean it from the very depths of your heart, you're pronouncing the blessings of God on somebody else's life. And if this gospel is hid, it's going to be hid from people that are lost, people who are not really going after God with everything that's in them. And
wow.
So I want to say to all of your listeners that, number one, God is real. We are serving a real God, and we live in a real body. This body is going back to the dust, but the me that's in me, the you that's in you, the hero that's in the hero, glory to God, that's the one that's going to stand before God. So let's go after God. Let's introduce the world, reintroduce the world again to Jesus, because the Bible said that once this gospel has been preached, then the end is going to come. So I want everybody that's listening to me and that listens to Dr. Gina's radio program, I want to say to you that we've got to go after Leroy. Leroy is that one who will do any and everything that he wants to do, that she wants to do, and then think that they can be saved in spite of. No, we've got to go get Leroy. We got to let Leroy know that Jesus loves him. We've got to let them all know that. And so the old song says, I can tell the world about this. Tell them that the nation, or tell them what the Lord has done. Tell them that the Comforter has come, and he wants to bring joy to your soul. I don't know what all I can say, what else I can say, but I can tell you this, that you are loved and that you are special to the body of Christ, and that the Lord loves you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that word. I know that the listeners were very encouraged by that. And just even with that being said, just even with just how you have just given your life to the Lord so much, and how his light within you is drawing all men to him in you, and how he's trusting you to minister to every walk of life, every person around the world. So it's definitely something that we could look to, and just how you've been a trailblazer for even the musicians and the artists, but just as a pastor, as a leader, as a child of God, it's just amazing. And so I just want, you know, to encourage those that are listening, take heed to what was said and be open to allow God to lead you to who you will minister to, lead you to, and be open to that. You'll be surprised where your next divine appointment will be. And I'm thinking just like Pastor Shirley here, I mean, just her willingness to be able to open up, to just be led by God, has led her to so many open doors, so many opportunities, and it's just something amazing. I want to share with everyone that may not know, and they should know, that you released a song with Anthony Hamilton, even. It's All Right,
yes,
It's
did.
Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. It's All Right, It's Okay, featuring Anthony Hamilton. This is so good. So, I mean, you guys need to look into that. Where can they get it from? Is it on iTunes? Is it, where is it, everywhere?
Yes, and they can get it on Amazon. Now, the new CD is going to drop on June the 3rd. In fact, June is my month, girl. I'm born in October, but June is my month this year, because on the 28th of June, I'm getting my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Woo! I was going to tell it, but you beat me to it.
Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's my month.
I couldn't wait to let them know about that. Yes, on the 28th.
Yes. And the third of June, my brand new CD is going to drop with that song that's in it. It's All Right, It's Okay. And Gina may also tell them, because, you know, we got a lot of young gospel singers out there, and they are saying, you know, it seems like things are not happening fast enough for them. And, you know, they look like they did a CD and nothing is happening with it. I just want to tell you, they that wait on the Lord, they that wait on the Lord, he said, I'm going to renew you. I'm going to renew you. I'm going to take you to a new dimension. And so just know that this is your year. I claimed it, honey, January 1, on Watch Me Night at our church. I claimed this year for me. And if I tell you, God has turned things around for me. Hallelujah.
Yes, I give him all the praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
And I receive that word even for myself. And if you're smart listeners, you better receive it, because the year still has just begun. You got so much more time to go. Claim your victory for this year and get some of this impartation from Pastor Shirley Caesar. Things is happening for her.
Yes, girl. Yes. Oprah Winfrey called me. In fact, I'm singing an old hymn, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down, that one. And that's the theme song for the new show of hers that's coming out called Green Leaf.
Oh.
And now, I tell you, God's a sight. He is a sight. He's just all right. And God
should just tickle you every day that you go to sleep and wake up. It's like, what surprises do you have? And I really want to let people know, even if they are just, because, you know, we talk to the younger people a lot, too. And I'm 47. So I like to motivate people that may have just began their relationship and their walk with God, even in their late 30s or their mid 30s. Let me tell you something. Go through your process. Right, Pastor? Allow God to take you through your process. Stick with it. It's not too late. He can redeem your time. Don't worry about time. Don't worry about how old you are. Just allow God to do what he's going to do. Because the Bible says that he that's begun a good work in you will complete it. Is that right, Pastor Shirley?
Perform it. That's right.
So,
to the day of the Lord. And he's going to do it. I want to say to every... You know, I want to say to every mother, does not matter about how old you are, you can go back to school. I went back to school. I got my Bachelor of Science degree, and I went to Duke University working on my Master's of Divinity. Let me tell you something. You are never too old to do what God has in store for you. There's destiny that's waiting on you. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it.
Yes. I agree. Again, the month of June is amazing for Pastor Shirley Caesar.
Her
life hasn't been amazing as it is, but this in June is humongous with her Hollywood, Walk of Fame.
The Walk
on
of
June
Fame,
the 28th.
The star. I'm getting, amen, getting the star on the
getting
Hollywood
the
Walk of Fame. I am so excited.
And you should
Me?
Be. I'm excited for you. I mean, because
Me?
She's won and received 11 Grammy Awards, 14 Stellar Awards, 18 Doves, one RIAA Gold Certificate, an Essence Award, a McDonald's Golden Circle Lifetime Achievement Award, NAACP Achievement Awards. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. She has sold over 2.2 million albums since 1991. I mean, she just has so many things, notable appearances on television and live on Disney and Bobby Jones. And I mean, she's produced some things. We didn't even touch on that. You have even produced a couple of things, haven't you?
Yeah, but you know, I'm just sitting here while you saying all of those things. Me? You just don't know where I come from. You don't know. I come from good stock. My you know, my father was a great gospel singer. My mother was the greatest mom in the world. But I grew up with hardly anything. And now, girl, let me tell you something. The Lord is amazing. Me?
Yes, you.
It's hard to believe
you.
It. It's hard to believe me? Goodness. I never really stopped to think about me. God had done this for me.
It's amazing, Pastor Shirley. I'm telling you, it is so amazing. And I can contest to that. I haven't achieved as hardly as much half of what you've done already, but just even the things that he's done in my life, I had to sit for a second and just look at it. You know, I hadn't even had time to really look at what he's done in such a short time. And I'm just in awe. So I do know that feeling when you hear it, it's like, wow, that happened. That did happen.
And you're crying,
you know,
God.
It's amazing. When you're in it, you're just rolling. When you're in it, you're just rolling. It is very unbelievable. Pastor Shirley, could you please say a prayer over us, an impartation, all of the listeners? I'm telling you, the marketing, when we put it out, when I posted it out there and made the announcement, people shared it. It's all over the place. People love you so much. And I know those that are tuning in would love to receive, thank you, Jesus, just a prayer of impartation from you.
Precious Father, in the name of the Lamb of God, I come. On this beautiful day, you've been faithful to us. You've been better than good to us. Lord, there are I's that we didn't dot, their T's, Lord, that we failed to cross. But, Lord, you've been good to us in spite of. So, Father, I come to tell you thank you. I thank you, Lord, there were those that went in the hospital. You brought them out, folk all around them dying, but you brought them out. And, Father, I thank you. I thank you for another sunshiny day. It didn't have to be like that. Even a stormy day, Father, thank you. It's just good to be alive. Thank you for life. Lord, I remember those that are in hospital rooms right now. The doctors have handed down some bad news. In fact, stopped by the room this morning and gave them some bad news and told them that we've done all that we can do. But Lord God, I know that when they've done what they can do, you made the doctor. And so, Lord God, we place every hearer that's going through in their bodies, we place them in your hand, because we know that we glory to God. We know that you're able to do anything. And so, Father, we lay them out before you. And I thank you, Jesus, for touching their body. You cancerous demon, I curse you by the very root and I cast you out. Oh, you diabetic demon that comes to steal limbs from our bodies and steal our vision, I cancel you. We send you back to the abyss from which you come in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you now.
In
every
Jesus
listener,
name.
I command you to live. Live, live, live. I command you to live in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, just to,
before we close out, I just wanted to let you know that I am going to be co-hosting the show June the 3rd. I mean, no, June,
all
what
right.
date is that? With you that you're doing Kiki Sheard and Jacqueline Carr. That's going to be June the 3rd as well. The day that you got a lot going on June the 3rd.
Wow.
And you doing the show June the 3rd in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm co-hosting that. So we'll be able to, you know, pray and talk and, you know, all of that. I can't wait to see you and celebrate
Thank
with you your all of your June greatness that God has done for you. Thank you so much, Pastor.
The Lord bless you. Listen, I pray God's blessings on you, and I pray that God will bless everything that you will touch for his glory, anything that you do for his glory. I pray the blessings of the Lord be on your life, on your ministry, on your radio ministry, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. We love you so
All
much,
right.
Pastor. Thank you so
love
much
you
for
too,
taking
little girl.
Time again. All right. Love you. I'll see you soon.
Okay. All right, darling. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Martha Munizzi, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Well, we're getting ready now. I'm so excited. That was just so anointed and so special. I'm so feeling so blessed right now to have had that happen. I hope you guys have received that impartation, that prayer. It was just amazing. Thank God for just the trailblazers. You got to give honor to those that have paved the way for us all and just those words of wisdom. And I don't know about you, but I mean, when you know that there is a buffet of fruit on somebody's tree, I'm telling you, I just know that God's hands has been upon her and has, you know, been on her and is on her even to this day. And I'm just really blessed by that. And I love those. I love the trailblazers. I love them. Those that are willing to impart into us, we just have to give mad respect for that and appreciate it. Appreciate the time that they spend to pour into us. So also, we're going to get ready for Pastor Isaiah. His Kingdom Keys, he is up next, and he is going to be talking about doors. Let's go. Let's get started with Pastor Isaiah.
Hello, this is Pastor Isaiah with your Kingdom Key. I was thinking about doors and how doors allow us to get into or perhaps even out of something. Doors open only when activated. Some doors have handles and they're activated by pulling the handle. Some doors have knobs and they're activated when you twist the knob. I've come to enjoy the fancier, newer doors that open with a keypad. And they're activated by pushing the right buttons. In life, we have doors. Doors that can lead us into opportunities or perhaps even out of trouble. And sometimes the reason our doors are not opening is due to the lack of activation. Maybe we're not pushing the right buttons. So in order to get a door for opportunity to open for you, maybe you need to push the button called loving your neighbor. Or maybe you need to push the button called walk in humility. Or perhaps to get a door to lead you out of trouble, maybe you need to push the button called faith in God. So find what button you need to push because it's time for activation. This is Pastor Isaiah with your Kingdom Key.
Well, listen, you can, if you're interested to hear more, because this brother right here, my pastor, can preach and teach, as I stated earlier in the show. I'm telling you, you need to, if you're in the DMV area, you need to check him out. You need to come to the services. Service times are on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. On Bible study, we have on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. And the address is 2801 7th Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. And the zip code is 20017. BaptizedBelievers.org is the website. You can check them out there as well. Again, Sunday service times are 9 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. Bible study Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Again, that address is 2801 7th Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. Listen, I want to see your faces there. We have a great time there. Again, it's biblical based. It is preached. It is taught. I'm telling you, the revelation, the impartation, the healing, the deliverance, the worship, the praise. It's everything that you need. So if you don't have a church home, you need to come by and check out Baptized Believers Church. All right. Well, we're getting ready to move right along. I'm so excited to have my man A-Train. He's coming up soon.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay. Thanks.
All right. A-Train, are you with us now?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Shirley Caesars brought church. Do you hear me? She brought church.
That's all she can do.
Yes, she brought church. Did you know, A-Train, that she's going to be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on June the 28th?
Yes.
She's getting a star.
Yes, I saw the buzz about that a few months ago. That's real good. So excited for her, man.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for her. I don't even know. I just received all of those nuggets, boulders, because she is just so wealthy in a spirit. I was just eating it up. I was just glad to be at the table that God has prepared for her, because it is truly an overflow buffet, for real. So she blessed the people. She blessed the people. Pastor Isaiah blessed the people with his kingdom keys about the doors. So now I'm glad I made an announcement. You from Jacksonville, Florida, holding it down.
Yes. Yes,
have joined Dr. and you've joined Dr. Gina's radio chat team for a bit, and so we are so excited to have you. So I won't delay. What you got for us today?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, hello to the good people that's out there. And as you say, my name is Comedian A-Train, and I just want to say that I'm very excited, Dr. Gina, to be joining the team here. And, you know, here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I appreciate it. I thank you all so much. And I can guarantee you all, you know, that we'll be having a good time. We'll be having a good time. Now, I'll be bringing y'all some jokes, of course. And sometimes, you know, I might be bringing some hot topics. I'll also be bringing you, you know, what's new and do it again and see what happens news. Yeah, that's right. You heard it. That's right. Do it again and see what happens news. This is a segment that sternly addresses all the dumb and unnecessary stuff about people, the things that people do that would get them deleted from my social media platforms. Now, don't act like it's just me. Don't act like it's just me. Everybody got somebody they want to delete from Facebook, like the person who cuts their eyebrows off and they draw them back on. I just put red on their wall. Do it again and see what happens. Just do it again and see what happens. Or, you know, the person who takes bathroom pictures with all of with a bunch of dirty clothes all on the floor in the background. I just can't take it. So I put on their wall, you know what? You got one more time. Do it again and see what happens. See if I won't delete you. Yeah, and it works in real life too, Dr. Gina. It works in real life. I keep a delete button on me and in my pocket. Like if you see somebody out with their child, and you know they're all fly, she's all swagged out from head to toe, but her baby's hair, you know, her child's hair is raggedier than a mango seed. Listen, I can't. I whip out my button and I tell them real quick, do it again and see what happens. But, you know, that's
a mango seed.
Right. But that's enough of that though, Dr. Gina. That's not why I'm here today. The reason I'm here today is because, you know, I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. Okay. You see, I'm not just a comedian. I'm a church counselor. All right. But not just any old kind of church counselor. I'm the kind of counselor where I tell people when to leave the church. Yeah. Because, see, some people, they don't know when to leave the church, Dr. Gina. They don't know when to get out of there. For example, if your pastor don't wear socks, just leave the church. Just leave the church. Because if he doesn't cover his ankles, I know he's not covering the people in prayer.
Oh,
it's not happening, Dr. Gina.
You mean if he got on no socks with hard bottom shoes?
Right. If your pastor doesn't wear socks, you know what I'm saying? If he doesn't cover his ankles, I already know he's not covering the members in prayer. That's just my advice. That's my advice. And that's your reason to lead a church. And if you got a female pastor who wears baby powder all up her neck and behind her ears, you know what I'm saying? Just leave the church. That's the number one reason right there. Just leave the church right there. So that's my counsel. You know, they can find me on Twitter, Dr. Gina at A-Train Live. They can follow me on Facebook at Do It Again and see what happens. I always post my dates and things like that. I'm always traveling throughout the country, slinging these jokes, and it's always good being on with you all here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat family.
Oh my God, it is so good to have you. Every time you say do it again and see what happens makes me laugh.
So, you know, that's what your mama used
I'm
to say.
I'm already in after that.
Right. That's what your mama used to tell you. You know what? Do it again and see what happens. Yeah.
Oh, man. H-Train, thank you so much for being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm sure that you have really made people laugh and gave them something to think about. They're probably going to be looking at their pastor's feet now to check to see if they wearing socks.
No problem. Thank you for having
you
me.
You probably
today.
Got a couple of people great. Saying, oh, that is true. How you covering me? Oh, God. Oh, man. Where are you going to be? Are you doing anything coming up this weekend or anything that we should know about, A-Train? Anything going on in the next couple of weeks?
I do. I have a couple of private dates here in Jacksonville. And then next month I have some shows on the road that I'll open that up to you all next time I'm on with you. So, but this week, for the rest of this month, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida with some private shows. But keep your eye out because I do have some dates coming up on the road to a city near you.
Fantastic. Listen, he'll be joining us again April the 27th. You don't want to miss it. I'm so excited right. that he's on, too. Thank you so much, A-Train. And tell your beautiful wife I said hello.
I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Wow, what a show today, everyone. It has been absolutely amazing. I can't even talk. Listen, from Pastor Shirley Caesar and her words of wisdom, and just to hear how God has touched her life. I mean, I don't know if you could hear it, but it was just quite humbling to, you know, to see and just refreshing to see how God has really touched her and how amazed she is at even just her walk with him and how he's done so many amazing things in her life. And I did receive that prayer, not just for me, but so many others, those that are struggling with cancer and other sicknesses and, you know, diseases and infirmity, those that are struggling with their identity in Christ, those that are feeling pressured, you know, by, you know, just their age and being a single mom and things like that, just the cares of the world. I hope that you were encouraged, that you were motivated to just really remain in God and just keep your eyes on him. Do not allow any distractions to come your way to get you off course. God is able. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, the in-between. It doesn't matter your situation, your circumstances. He knows everything. And he is more than willing to bless you because that's his promise. He blesses you because you're obedient to him. As you trust him and you expect from him, he will give you all of him. And so he's in control of all things. So he's the best source for it all. I'm thankful for Pastor Isaiah Long. I love him. My pastor's family, First Lady Kamali and their children and the whole Baptized Believers family. Bishop Long, also one of my radio co-workers. He has a show on 1340 AM, Praise 1340 AM. I'm sorry, Spirit 1340 AM, and it's also WYCB. It's in DC. It's a radio station that I've been honored to be a part of. Bishop Bobby Long is actually this is his show. It's called A Word You Can Trust with Bishop Bobby Long. And so I've been asked to be a guest on there once a month. And this is my week to be on there April the 15th. And if you are in the D.C. area, and even if you're not, you can actually tune in to listen to it on the app, which is Spirit 1340 AM. app. You can get that through Google, and you can go ahead and listen to the show. Showtime is at 10:30 a.m. To 11:30 a.m., and he's on every Friday, but I'm on once a month, and this is my week to be on for this month. Is April the 15th, and I have a word for you that you can trust. I love working with Bishop Bobby Long. He is such a blessing, and he is actually the founder of Baptized Believers Church, and actually Pastor Isaiah Long is his son, and he's taken over, passed the ministry over to Pastor Isaiah. And I'm telling you, from him to all of the other ministers, I'm telling you, you definitely want to be in the house of Baptized Believers Church. Again, that address is 2801 7th Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. And again, Sunday service times are 9 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. Bible study is Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And sometimes you might catch me there speaking, and sometimes, well, all the time you're going to see me worshiping there. But I just want you to join in, because, again, Pastor Isaiah Long has a word for you always, and an impartation of wisdom and revelation is just just an awesome service every single time. Bible study is amazing. I love it all. Also, and just want to be so thankful too for the laughs that we have received from A-Train. I'm so glad that he's excited about it. And you guys need to follow him as well. A-Train is a comedian from Jacksonville, Florida, but he's known. He's worked with D.L. Hughley, like I said earlier in the show. And he's just on and coming and constantly busy, and for him to be able to take the time to do this is quite amazing. I want to remind you again of these dates that's coming up before we close out as well. We have May the 8th for Mother's Day celebration. I've given some tickets away already. They're all gone, so I can't give you any more. I don't have any access to any more, but this show is going to be in Baltimore, Maryland at Royal Farms Arena. Showtime is at 5 p.m. Marvin Sapp, Tasha Cobb, Stephanie Mills, Erica Campbell, Travis Green, and me co-hosting the event. I'm so excited about that. You definitely don't want to miss that. Also, you heard it from Pastor Shirley Caesar herself and me. June the 3rd, we will be in the house celebrating Let's Take Them to Church with Kiara Kiki Shear, Jacqueline Carr, and Pastor Shirley Caesar and me co-hosting this event as well. You don't want to miss it. Florida Theater in Jacksonville, Florida at 8 p.m. is showtime. If you want to get your tickets right now, you can go ahead and get them on Ticketmaster.com. I will be having some tickets to give away closer to the show for that, and you got to tune in to win, because we got winners on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm just super excited. I just wanted to give you also some words of encouragement before we leave out. A lot of you are, you know, wondering what your divine purpose is. What am I here for? What is it that I need to do with my life? And what does God call me to do? The only thing I can tell you is don't be distracted by that. Don't be distracted by what should I be doing, where should I be doing, how should I be doing. You need to stay focused on God. The first thing that I can tell you with my walk is that I built a relationship with Father first. That was first and foremost. It didn't even matter to me about anything else. I can give you this advice, is that you can't do anything without him. You can't move him with your emotions. You can't move him with your, you know, with your actions. You can't manipulate God at all. It takes a humbling position to submit to him totally. And just like Pastor Shirley Caesar said, it was her relationship with God. Since the tender age of 12, she'd been singing since she was 3, but since the tender age of 12. And, you know, I know that it takes that relationship with him first and foremost, and he will order your steps. When your eyes are fixed on him and you surrender everything to him and not lean to your own understanding, he will order your steps. You have to acknowledge him in every area of your life. And so that means seeking him first, and all things will be added onto you. Seek him and his kingdom first. Seek him, his kingdom, and his righteousness, and all things will be added onto you. I'm telling you, you can't lose when your faith and trust is in Father. You cannot lose when you have a relationship with him. And some some people to take a process because we're so used to our family, our friends, our husbands, our children, and we depend on them to be our source of joy, our source of comfort, our source of counsel, our source of revelation, our source of being. And so God is saying He is everything. And so when you get to the place where He is first before everybody else and anything else, that includes work, that includes you know, any desire that you may have, you know, any of that, if you put Him first, I tell you, your life will never be the same again. I'm a living witness to see how much He will add on to you. If He could trust you with little, and you know what that little is that He could trust you with? Being obedient and having a relationship with Him. It's just as simple as that. It's just as simple. If He could trust you with the little, and that is submitting and committing and loving and looking to me and listening to me and obeying me as your Father, I will add all things onto you. I will expand your territory. I will expand you. This is a word for somebody, because you're struggling with trying to do everything else and work Him in whatever you're trying to do. But God is saying He wants you to seek Him first. He wants you to have a relationship with Him first right now, today. He wants you to start it today. He wants you to commit yourself to Him. And He's saying, you know what? He's not saying that He's going to take this person and take that family away from you or isolate anybody. He's just saying He wants you to call Him first instead of picking up the phone and calling Susan. He wants you to call Him instead of going to mama or your grandmama. He wants you to call upon Him. He is so ready to expose more of Himself to you. You think you know Him, but you don't have any idea how much more He is to you. And a lot of things we are distracted by, so we can't get to know Him more. Because you know what? Knowing more of Him, by Him exposing more of Himself to us, increases our power against the adversary. And this is why the enemy tries to put so many different detours and so many different distractions in our way so we don't go to Him, because there's power against Him in God. So the more of Him that we get, the more power we have against the enemy. The more we seek Him, the more power and revelation is released upon us. The more we seek Him, the more power is against sickness, disease, and infirmity. The more we seek Him, the more power we have against poverty, lack, and insufficient. You know, the more we seek after Him, the more we understand love and sacrifice and integrity and the precepts and the statutes of His character operating in us. Oh, this is a word for somebody. I guess I'm getting you ready for Spirit 1340 AM on Friday. God is definitely moving, because I just know that the Lord is ready for us to mature, and God is really ready for us to grow, and God is really ready to reveal more of Himself to us, more revelation, more understanding, more wisdom, the fruit of His Spirit, love, patience, kindness. He is ready to release that upon us. So what we have to do is lift up our hands and surrender all. Surrender everything. Your mama ain't going nowhere. Them kids ain't going nowhere. Your husband not going nowhere. That marriage is not going anywhere. The desire to have kids is not. None of that is going anywhere. Let me tell you something. When you seek Him first, He protects everything that concerns you. You don't have to worry about anything. He's got you. All He wants you to do is come run. The Bible says that they run into Him and they are safe. You know, they are saved. So we are, everything is protected. And those things that are shaken off, those things that are not as important, you know, he shakes it off. He prunes it from us. But guess what? We grow even more. So you never lack in anything. There's an overflow. There's rivers ready for you to receive of His abundance. So I just wanted to encourage you about that. You heard it from Pastor Shirley Caesar herself. I'm so encouraged and motivated by her life testimony. And it's still so much more for her to do. And just like with us, He has so much for us to do. So be encouraged by that. Know that God loves you. Live healthy, live strong, live whole, live in destiny. I love you. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
Dr. Gina's Radio Check.